Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as
okay, my friends, welcome to the month of February. So we are 1 month into 2018, and I'm just super curious how intentional you are being about those resolutions that you made on December 31st. Like, are you doing the very things that you know would change everything for you in your life? And if you're not, then start tomorrow. Start today. Today's a new day for you to become the person that God calls you to be. So just a little reminder about that. Now, here's the gig. I get to, and I repeat, get to drive around, fly around, be invited to be in the presence of some of the most amazing people. My kids tell me that I don't really have a job. I just drive around and talk about Jesus, which I think I mentioned last week. And the fact is, I do, and that is a very, very important job. And being about Jesus is even a bigger job. And so last weekend, to say that it was a privilege, to say that I couldn't even put words to it, it was a very different weekend because when I get to go and speak to a large group of people, women, men, youth, it's one thing, right, to stand on a stage and try to inspire people, and I have a lot of fun doing that, but it is a whole nother level of joy and appreciation and gratitude when I get to spend significant time with people talking about and bringing about the very things that they really desire and deserve for their life, and when they are willing to try to unpack those very things that block them. So I had the privilege of spending a weekend retreat. I was facilitating that retreat with my beautiful friend and business partner, Erica. And we had 12 women sign up to hang out with us in St. Joseph, Michigan at the Boulevard Inn, this beautiful hotel and bistro right on Lake Michigan, right on the shores of Lake Michigan. I had never been there before. It reminded me a lot of Lake Geneva, just in the way with all the beautiful little shops and how people come from just great distance, you know, to enjoy what we here in Lake Geneva just take for granted every single day. And I was really looking forward to this time with these women because they carved out a significant amount of time, invested a significant amount of their hard-earned money to spend the weekend allowing us to facilitate a deconstruction, if you will, and a reconstruction, like breaking down those lies about who they believe to be and then empowering them to believe that God was within them, and as a result of that, they would not fail. And it was so phenomenal. I mean, it was the most beautiful time. Like, I mean, I don't want to say I didn't even miss my family, but when you are in that place with like-minded people doing what you all love doing, it's just so real and so authentic and so vulnerable, and it was so beautiful. And all I kept thinking was, my life would have been much different if these were the friends that I had back in the day, because you are combined average. You are the combined average of the five people you hang out with the most. And all I can tell you is I wish I was hanging out with these 12 women. They were anointed and they were appointed, and it was so beautiful to get to know them and love on them for the weekend. And it was awesome. So you're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. And let's talk about the friends that you are hanging out with and how they are impacting you for good or for ill forever. You're journeying with Judy. We'll be back after the break.
We'll be right back.
All right, so I definitely, and I know these other 12 women definitely felt something new inside of them after hanging out with each other from a Friday evening until a Sunday afternoon. And here's what we proposed. My friend Erica said to me, would you come and facilitate a retreat if I get the people? I mean, how could I not want to spend the weekend talking about how women settle for less than God's best, how they don't only desire but deserve so much more than what we settle for. And if you can find the peeps, I will absolutely be there. And here's the thing. I reached out to so many people and invited them, and so many people had reasons, valid or not, an excuse or a legitimate reason. I don't know, and I don't even really care. I just know that God brought the people that were supposed to be there. And here's what they signed up for. They signed up to slip away for a couple of days to the shores of Lake Michigan to immerse themselves in a spiritual journey of self-discovery. They came realizing that they would have their consciousness raised about who they are and to whom they belong and how they are showing up in life, and if that's working for them or working against them. The promise was they would gain clarity, they would clear the path of obstacles that stopped them, and they would move forward. The other highlight was they would make new friends. Now, if I were to ask all of those women, were their expectations met? I think hands down, all 12 women would say they got that. And maybe the most beautiful part of the weekend for me was that my friend Erica brought her peeps. Like she said to me, these are the people who are most near and dear to my heart. I could not get 12 of my friends to go to St. Joseph, Michigan. I don't know at this point if I even have 12 friends. But anyway, she does and she did and they came and it was amazing. And what I kept thinking was, like, back in the day, I never understood that we become the combined average of the five people that we hang out with. Now, I knew that as a parent. My man and I knew that for our four children. I mean, you know, people tend to believe that we thought our kids were better because we wouldn't let our kid hang around with your kid. It had nothing to do with better. It had everything to do with not wanting our kids to be in a situation that we were in and make choices that maybe would be a lesser version of themselves by being in those particular situations. So, you know, there's this expression, frenemy. Like, are you a friend or are you an enemy? So frenemy, you tell me. I can tell you the women in this room this weekend became my friends. They were like-minded women, like-minded parents, like-minded women of faith that were really just trying to not repeat the cycles of defeat, to realize the things that stops them from believing that they are chosen and forgiven and redeemed and adopted, and just step into the life that they, like, maybe desired but didn't feel like they deserved. And I think after Sunday, they were believing that they don't only desire it, but God deserves it. And so who are we hanging out with? Guys, who is an enemy disguised as a friend, right? A frenemy is an enemy disguised as a friend. It's a person whose words and actions bring you down. It is a person, whether intentional or not, does not have your back. They do not desire the highest and best good. You've heard me say this 4 billion times. To love someone is to want what's best for them. That is the conversation we have with our kids, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends, and really close friends. If you say you love each other, then that means that you want more than anything the highest and best good for that person. And I realize when you're a teenager, you're not really thinking that what you're doing or saying is affecting your friend in the way that you do when hopefully you grow up and realize that you become the combined average of the five people you're hanging out with. And it's so funny because both of my daughters used to say, Mom, that's awful because we really only hang out with you. Like, if we're turning out like you, like, that's a really, really bad thing. So If we're tagging on to our discussion from last week, which is about that guardrail, that personal standard of behavior that says, like, here's my line in the sand. That's what we're piggybacking on from last week about this guardrail, because now it's going to be specific to our friendships, right? So we can have guardrails morally, relationally, spiritually, financially, but today we're going to talk about what system, that very system that we would have in place, which is our personal standard of behavior, that would never allow us to stray off the beaten path that we know that is for our highest and best good, because it has become a matter of conscience. I know if I was hanging out with these 12 ladies all the time, every time, I'd be much more likely to become the best version of myself than some of the people I hung out with back in the day. Now, the people back in the day would not believe that I drive around and talk about Jesus right now, because most people do not recover from the places and spaces I have been, nor do they stop the cycles of defeat. But by the grace of God, He has used every one of those things as that were my history to allow me to live my destiny, which is helping people get past the past. Okay? So when we talked about guardrails last week, for those of you who weren't listening, this guardrail is this, it's this standard of behavior. It's this thing that's placed, like it's our line in the sand that's placed far enough away from danger, like the really, really bad things that are on the other side of it. That line in the sand is, it makes that very thing preventable, right? Because we are not able to count on a culture to assist us, because the culture that we live in, that our kids are being raised in, I mean, it's just, I don't know about you, Robs, but I keep finding myself talking about, like, the things that my parents talked to me about were, like, not even close to the things I'm talking to my kids about that are the standard. Like, that's what kids do. That's the way the world is. No, that is what we allow, and that is what will continue. Because if it continues, it is because we have allowed it. And so we got to fight the culture. We got to press up against what we know to be truth with a capital T, morally, financially, academically, athletically, sexually, professionally, like spiritually. The ceiling is the floor, and we need, my friends, we need to raise the bar. Now, in the eyes of God, we have a better chance of finding strength in Christ when we feel weak and wanting to succumb to some of this stuff. But the reality is, if we got some peeps who help us draw that line in the sand, who say, like, this is as far as I'm willing to go, because I don't want to regret. I want to have as few regrets as I can. And I want to prevent the regrets for later. So if I draw this line in the sand, like, one of the things I pray for my kids daily is that they have godly examples in their coaches, in their teachers, in their friends. Like, all it really takes is, like, one really great godly friend who will be responsible when you are irresponsible, who will be wise when you are being dumb, who can call you into a space and place that could be a deal changer forever. I also pray a lot, I'm sure you do too, that if my kids are led into temptation, which we are and they will be, that they get caught, immediately caught, so they do not continue to do things that is not for their highest and best good. So you're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1, and we're talking about, like, would you, could you, should you start seeing other people? We'll be back after the break. Oh, and we'd like to thank Cunis Country Auto Group for sponsoring this show.
We live, we love, we forgive and never give up, 'cause the days we are given are gifts from above, and today we remember to live and to love.
So welcome back. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1, and we're talking about friends, like frenemy. You tell me, are you a friend disguised as an enemy? Are you an enemy disguised as a friend? And are those people in your life? You know, so, like, I have a t-shirt with quotes on it that says we need to see other people. Okay, sometimes a subtraction, my friend, is an addition. Okay, who are you hanging out with? Do they have similar values? Do they want the same things? Do they believe the same things? And this is not about feeling ever superior or inferior to somebody else. We are not talking about that. We are talking about hanging out with the combined people of five people, and you become the average of those five people. So who are you hanging with? Like, what are they doing for you? And is it really the friendship that God has orchestrated you to have? I don't care what season of life you are in. I hung out with 12 women this weekend, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they would help me be accountable, responsible. And while they did that, I would feel loved and empowered and supported. And I pray that you have those women in your life. I have some really rock solid friends, and I could probably count them on one hand. I got a zillion acquaintances, but I have some rock solid friends who know me inside and out. I know I could call them anytime about anything. And like, I oftentimes do not find myself saying, I would have, I could have, and I should have, and why didn't you stop me? Okay? I don't find myself in many situations where I'm really sorry, because I don't hang around with people that make me feel sorry about what I'm saying, thinking, and doing. So who are your homies? Who's your posse? Who's your group? Who's your team? Who's your people that you are becoming after spending an extended amount of time with them? Who is it? Okay, because if we have some grace-based friendships, those are some wise ones. We will never regret those friendships if they are grace-based and wise friendships, okay? Because friends who don't have friends who don't value your life, your marriage, your family, your finances, morality, reputation, etc., if they don't value yours, I am here to tell you they cannot value their own. If they don't value their own, it's impossible for them to value yours. See, I have some kids who used to say, "Yeah, well, I want to hang around that person because I want to help them." Okay, first you need to help yourself, and you need to realize that you become who you hang around with. And so if you are walking with the wise, you become wise. If you are walking with the wise, you most likely become wise, because a companion of fools, scripture reminds us, suffers harm. Okay, it's not maybe, it's a promise. If you walk with the wise, you become wise. Promise. If you hang around with a fool, you will suffer. It's kind of a warning, indicative of the fact that at some point things are not going to end well. I remember when one of my kids, my oldest son, turned 16, I sat down with one of his friends and I expressed to him that, like, if you're going to hang out with my boy, this is what I expect of you. And my son absolutely believed that his friend would never, ever put him in a compromising situation. And here's the deal. My kid went willingly, so there's no judgment on the other kid's part. The reality is sometimes my kids have come to realize that the people they thought were their best friends were really friends disguised. They were enemies disguised as friends. And there's no hard feelings and there's no judgment, because here's the deal. We choose our path sometimes, and sometimes our path chooses us. And unless we can remain intentional in the direction in which we're heading, it's likely that we'll end up somewhere we don't want to go. So if we're wise, we're knowing that we need some space if someone else is headed in a different direction than us. If we're wise, we're saying, I don't want to compromise. If we're wise, we're saying, I know who I am and to whom I belong. If we're wise, we are proud of who we are and what we're doing with who we're doing it with, right? If we're wise, we are saying, I go no further than this. So my friends, the best things that you can do for your friends is to get some guardrails, to get some guardrails in place. So you and your friends, I always tell my kids, people in high school who do this become adults who do the same thing. Okay. Who are you hanging around with? Do they have similar values, morals? Are they going to end up where you want to go? Because here's the deal. If they don't, I just caution you to stay on this side so then you can help them when they don't. Stay on this side so you can help them when they don't. So I often say that I don't get invited to very many things. My man and I are not on the A list, but I'm blessed to say that we get the phone calls to pick up the pieces when life falls apart for some of the people that would have nothing to do with me other than to know and know that they know that there would never be any judgment should they come looking. So show me your friends. I'll show you your future. And I thanks, of course, to Andy Stanley because I stole his material. If you steal my material, you've stolen it twice. My friends, are you a friend or are you an enemy? You have Journey with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. So if you're not going to be a friend and you're going to be an enemy, at least keep it hot, honest, open, and transparent. Peace out.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
I learned how many people we could help and how good you feel after you've helped others.
I know Lent is about giving, so I want to give.
These kids are talking about CRS Rice Bowl, a Lenten program known by generations of Catholic families. Children love it because they experience different cultures and gain a lasting impression of the people they are helping. You can bring CRS Rice Bowl into your home and experience the joy of seeing your children or grandchildren find new meaning in Lent. Visit crsricebowl.org to get started.
Rice Bowl inspired me to pray more and to pray for those who are less fortunate.
The Cincinnati Catholic Men's Conference is back. Tickets are on sale now for Saturday, April 28th at the Taft Theater at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. The speaker conference roster is being hailed as one of the best lineups in the country. In rare appearances, come see Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN, the man motivator Father Larry Richards, former Moeller High School and University of Notre Dame head football coach Jerry Faust, and the big celebrity keynote, Baz Rutten, UFC world champion, MMA world champ, and movie star. The conference theme is What It Means to Be a True Christian Man in Today's Society. Don't miss the incredible day of motivation, spiritual benefit, and fellowship with men from all walks of life. Get tickets now at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. That's cincinnatimensconference.com or 513-214-1534. Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.